Welcome to Narratives. James Rebanks is a shepherd in Cumbria, England, like 400 years of his forefathers before him. He knows every inch of his land and his flock, and caring for them is a seasonally changing challenge. Here he recounts trudging through falling snow to find them safely sheltering.
I step out into that Bruegel painting of the snow and the crows. Oak trees and thorn dykes stand out in the white-black coral. I feel alive, necessary and needed. I have to be my best self today, fight what has happened or creatures will go hungry. The snow is heavy now and layering up fast on the land. Leading the hay to the ewes on the quad bike in the heavy snow, I become white myself. Thick white snowflakes carpet me as I head up the road. You see them falling by the millions like duck down feathers. Some land on my face and crumple into my warm eye sockets and blind me with a soft wetness. I feel the lightness of a snowflake land on my tongue, soft, fat, delicate, like the snow god had placed it on my tongue for Holy Communion. The quad bike tyres make a crunching sound, packing down the snow on the road. The field gate I open has a 3-inch layer of soft snow across its top bar. The first flock I go to feed are away in a gill, where their mothers and grandmothers have taught them to shelter when the gales come in. Mountain sheep have a sixth sense for the weather on their own territory. I find them under Scots pine trees, 40 feet beneath the danger of wind and drifts. The oldest ewes will have led them here and will stand stubbornly if the younger ewes try to lead them out to danger. The flock takes its cue from the elders. They know they are safe here, with tussock grass to chew on to keep them alive if the snow lasts for days. This place is almost as good as a barn, windless and watered by the beck that still carves the gill out on the mountainside. I throw emergency rations of hay down the sides and they gather to it. The ewes tug a gobful away from the slices and start to chew. With every mouthful I see them eat, I loosen up. Ewes that are sheltered and fed with some dry hay can survive here for days and days. I count them and learn that there are two missing, but then suddenly those two are tumbling down for the hay. Relief. These two young ewes have been to scratch through the snow for sweeter grass. They'll be okay now. They'll hold to the hay through the snowfall. But there's no time to dwell here admiring the scenery. I have other flocks to feed. The snow still falls heavily, and the valley is changing about me.
Been listening to James Rebanks reading from his book The Shepherd's Life. The Narratives Library is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9.